How much pain are your prospects in? Hi, everyone. I'm Coach David J. Greer, and today I want to talk to you about marketing. And to me, marketing is about pain. An entrepreneur recently reached out to me and we spent some time talking, and he was struggling with sales. He wasn't getting the kind of sales that he wanted. And as we talked, I realized that he really didn't have a sales problem. He had a marketing problem. It was about the people he were going after, the pain that they were in, and how he positioned and solved their pain. What I know is the more pain your prospects are in and the better your pain pill, then the faster will go the sale and the more they will be willing to pay you. My friend Mike Hagerman puts it in a rather graphic way. He likes to work with companies where the prospects in their markets have had a cut in their neck and are bleeding from arteries, and every heartbeat is spurting blood out, and the company has a solution which is the absolute best bandage that can be put onto this bleeding artery and healing the patient and letting them live a full and complete life afterwards. So that's the kind of pain we're looking for. So the next part of understanding pain is really understanding the different segments in your market. Many people may have a similar pain, but you may have to show them their pain exactly as they experience it. And to do that, you may have to take your market and segment it into different chunks and then customize your message for each of those. Here's a concrete example. When we were building Robel, the software company I spent 20 years building, we had a software solution for the HP 3000 computer marketplace. And it was a generic solution to a very big pain point, which was extracting data fast enough overnight from these big data stores. Even though everyone had commonality around this computing platform, the way they used it was often very different. So for example, there was a third-party solution targeted just for manufacturing. And we didn't change the product. What we changed was the documentation and some of our sales literature so that we could speak the language of manufacturing and show them immediately how our solution would solve their pain. Similarly, there was a third-party solution for healthcare. And again, we wrote custom pieces that explained exactly how in that healthcare sector our solution would solve their pain. So you need to position your product and service so it can be easy for people to figure out the pain that you're solving. It's even better if you can give them a way to try it out. In my Robel days, we let people have a free trial for 30 days and they could use it in their environment and they could prove whether it did what we said or not. And then a final thought I want to leave with you about pain points and pain pills. And that is, at least in the business-to-business space, people will not switch unless your solution is 10 times better. So that is the kind of pain and pain solution you're looking for, is how can you be 10 times better than your competitors at solving the pain for your prospects and clients? If you want to explore more the kind of pain that your markets are in, how your solutions might address that pain, and how you can position yourself to be the leader in your marketplace, I would love to help you. Call me, send me a text, send me an email. Let's set up a call and explore how you can find the pain points in your prospects and how your solutions will give them a pain pill they will love to pay you for. Here's my promise to entrepreneurs. Spend 1 hour with me, and you will have three ideas that will accelerate your business in 90 days. What are you waiting for? I'm Coach David J. Greer. You can learn more on my website, coachdjgreer.com. And if you're stuck, just call me, 604-721-5732.